Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Advanced Rehabilitation, Live Oak Fiber, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Camden County Wildcats, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, the Golf Cart Factory, Advanced Rehabilitation, Live Oak Fiber, and TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Travis Rowland. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Good morning. Doing pretty good. Glad to be here. Excited to talk about the Cats.
Yeah. So regular season starts. Cats are 1-0. What else could you ask for, right?
Nothing more.
After somewhat of a nerve-wracking start over the Brunswick Pirates, tell us what your thoughts are on that contest, coach.
Definitely a nerve-wracking start, not even somewhat. But no, man, proud of these kids, their resiliency. You know, you hear about resilience of a program and the kids that you inherit and the program you inherit, and you never know until you get into a situation. And I think it showed how resilient this – and that's why I keep saying what Camden County is in the way you walk, it's in the way you talk, it's in the, what you believe and how what's in your heart. And so those kids showed Camden County way for sure. And we're just happy about that. I think the kids played their rumps off. You know, it's a rivalry game. Like we talked about as a staff, like some of our kids have never beaten Brunswick.
That's right.
Freshman, JV, or varsity.
It was COVID last time we won.
Exactly. And so our kids, you know, they hadn't beat them. You know, we got guys that are seniors that when they were freshmen, they did not beat them. They didn't beat them on JV. And then in the last 2 years of varsity, we didn't beat them. So we had to get over a mental hump even in that game. Like I felt like sometimes we were waiting on them to make a play and change the fortunes of it as opposed to us kind of finishing it. But we stayed the course, and the kids did a great job. And so I'm so proud of them. And, you know, to be 1-0 is a big deal because that's something we, you know, whether it was the first game of the season or the second game of the season, we hadn't beat Brunswick. And I think it's a stepping stone to some greater things that we're trying to accomplish.
Awesome. You talk about you know, the class has maybe not beaten them, but it's a small circle here. Yeah. Like, these are the kids that they've gone to camps with.
Yeah.
And, like, played in these, like, they had the Tyrone Jones Middle School Classic last week.
Yep.
And when those kids were in middle school, they came and played in that. So they've known each other for a long time. So I'm sure that gave them a little extra juice.
Oh, heck yeah. I've seen some of the guys playfully going back and forth on Instagram with each other. And so, you know, it means a lot to them because you get to own the bragging rights. It's like, you know, playing a little brother or a big brother, depending on the age, and they wanted to win because that's the bragging rights. They've been going at it since, like you said, in middle school, us being a part of the Glen League up there, and then just AAU stuff, all stars with PSA stuff. So they've intermingled a ton with their sports, and so to be able to go out there and get it, I'm sure for our guys, it meant a lot.
Yeah, one of the best things, in my opinion, about football season is reading those comments, like the Barstool stuff and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Those kids are so creative; it's unbelievable. So, Coach, it was a long game, almost 3.5 hours. I've heard 50, a bunch of people say
50-minute third quarter.
That is one of the longest game Camden had ever played. This is one of those questions where I'm going to ask, and I already know what the answer is, but I've been asked this question so many times. What makes a game like that so long?
When offenses are scoring,
right,
or getting first downs, it makes it long because the clock stops on every first down. The clock doesn't start till the chains get set. If they're going fast, like the clock starts right away, but if they get another first down, it stops again. And so you think about the third quarter. I mean, the score at halftime was 20. What was it? I think we're up 10.
I think we're up 10, yeah.
But there was a bunch of points scored in the third quarter because in the fourth quarter, there was only one touchdown both ways. So there's a lot of points in the third quarter scored. In the third quarter, like I said, the third quarter being 50 minutes real time is what made the game go so long.
Absolutely.
And in the third quarter, you think about they came out. I think their scoring drive was 3 plays.
Mm-hmm.
Then we ran the kickoff back. That took 13. Like, you're talking about 2 touchdowns in a matter of maybe 1 minute of game time. Maybe 2 minutes of game time. And so the back and forth of the third quarter is what made it extremely long. You know, because the penalty-wise, there wasn't a ton of penalties that happened in the game.
Yeah,
I just think it was just both offenses were extremely explosive. That's why I, you know, like Mr. Price on 912, when I just got to talking to him, he was like, he saw me on the sideline deliberately kind of being like, let's slow down, because I'm like, dude, we're reeling on defense. We need like some game time to go away so we can kind of catch our breath. But that's honestly what makes it happen. It's either Absolutely. Flags or offensive scoring touchdowns at a fast rate.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So how does it feel to get your first win here and feel all the support from Camden? Like, you got some fans, man.
Feels great, you know, because a lot of the time, you know, in Daytona it was about you guys going to win state. Camden fans, since I've been here, it's been about Brunswick. Are we going to beat Brunswick? Like, I think we'll get to the region stuff as we go. But a lot of the people that I encountered, their biggest thing when we first got here was about the Brunswick game. And so you kind of knew, like, and obviously I'm not a guy that feels pressure. I always say pressure is relative to your personality.
Sure.
But feeling the importance, I did feel. And so it was a huge, like, kind of sigh of relief to get that out of the way, to say that yes, we can come here and in year one we can beat Brunswick and we can get it done. And so that was huge for us. So, you know, just it was a great situation to be able to do it. It was great to see our fans, the smiles you saw from our fans. You know, I saw parents and even some of our older fans with the wet eyes. Their eyes were sweating, because again, when you know this community is a proud community, and you know, you never want a team that has, you know, a program, nothing against Brunswick, but they, you know, we're the flag bearer for 95, right? And for, you know, them to think that maybe they're catching up to us, you know, our fans weren't happy about Brunswick feeling like they were on par with what we've done Absolutely. Over time.
Sure.
But, you know, sports are what have you done for me lately type of deal. And Brunswick felt like winning two in a row, they were kind of becoming the standard bearer. So we wanted to kind of make sure we put them on notice to say, hey, we're still here. And we are still Camden.
Hey, that's important too, because if we just ran over them all the time, they'd just be a blip on the radar.
Correct.
So that's what builds that rivalry.
Yes,
it's awesome. Was there some concern for a minute? You know, that great opening drive that gets stalled, the field goal. I thought Noah McCullough was fantastic.
Oh, he was awesome.
By the way, too.
Both of them.
He booted that ball over the football
office.
That was incredible. But that stall, and then they score those two touchdowns. We're at 14-3, and I think everybody's like, uh-oh.
Yep.
I mean, how were you able to keep their heads in it at that point? Because Chastain and I were talking about, you could kind of see the verge of heads kind of going like this, and
absolutely.
You wanted to pop back up.
I think that kid's going to feed off of you.
Yeah.
If we panic as coaches, what's the kids going to do? If our body language stinks, what's going to happen to the kids? And so for us, the conversation for me to everybody was like, hey, man, stay with it. Let's keep moving. Keep going. And the kids will tell you, we read off these things during pregame. Before we eat, you know, it's kind of like a game day reminder. Coach Maranto, who I got him from, he called them power axioms. And one of them, it talks about offense through drives of 8 plays or more. And I showed the kid, and I sent it to our leadership council. I said, see, guys make jokes when we read these things to you. One that 3 drives of 8 plays or more. We go down 14-3. Our offense responds with a 9-play drive to make the game 14-10. And then we come out. Another power axiom is, win the battle of the kicking game. It's 1/3 of the game. We go ahead and get the block punt, the first bad snap that we force on the punt team. And so that was kind of the biggest thing, just staying with them. That's why I talked about the resiliency of the program. We talk about, if we're truly a big-time program and we truly have that built in our DNA of our culture, we shouldn't let a first quarter or a second quarter affect how we finish a football game.
Sure.
And so that was the biggest thing, of just kind of understanding the situation of there being a ton of time left in the game and not panicking and staying true to it.
Coach, that's one of the best answers I've ever heard. That was awesome. All right, more to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart?
Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golf Cart Factory, and by Advanced Rehabilitation. How do you feel like your defense play, Coach? I mean, anybody stand out to you on film? They really seem to settle down into the third quarter and into the fourth, for sure.
For sure. What's funny, Coach Thompson talked about this when we met on Sunday, hit everything up there. We got 7 stops on third downs. Like, most of the time you get 7 stops, like, you're like, man, we played.
We're killing it.
You know, Bronson is just explosive. And I think a lot of people are going to see as they build throughout their season, it's going to be difficult for people to keep them under 30 points by virtue of all the speed they've got over there. But I thought we played well. You know, we had a rough patch. We played great in the second quarter. We had a rough patch in the third, but then for the end of the third and the fourth quarter, we played a really good football. I mean, we honestly get the touchdown we gave up in the fourth was the ball hit us in the head on the punt return.
Bad luck, man.
Right.
Holy cow.
We had that bad luck, and they hit us for a trick play. So I thought we played really well in the end of the third quarter, and the whole fourth quarter we played well. You know, I was excited about how we played. I think David Coleman played some really good football for us at corner again. You know, he didn't get tried a lot. I thought when David went out, senior Jonathan Brown, who's back in our program, I thought JB played well because he got targeted 3 times and they didn't have any completions.
He comes from some Camden Royals,
too. Yeah, he does. And then I think that our defensive line, they played their butts off. You know, a lot of the runs, you know, was some stuff that we didn't do well on the back end of it. And when I say the back end, our linebackers and DBs, you know, fitting up the run the right way. But I thought our D-line did a great job of making sure we had guys running free. So I was proud of that and how we played. And I think Nat, too, again, he had a rough Benedictine game. I think he responded well with how he played as out there at corner as well.
Yeah, I mean, your return game was fantastic
those
3 guys. You talked about David Coleman and Nat out there.
Yep.
Those guys are incredible. How would you rate the play of Parks, Coach? 12 for 19, 210 yards, 4 touchdowns. That's not a Camden County stat you see very much. That looks more like something you'd see from Drew Brees.
Yeah. I think that, something I talked about with 912, I think that Parks' moxie is what's amazing about him. You know, I always say when people watch my teams play, I hope they see my personality and, like, you know, people in Daytona, they saw me play, so they could see my personality and the way I played come through in my players. And I think Parks is a testament to that as well. You know, he's not tall like a 4-star quarterback. You know, his arm strength is pretty really good.
Oh, yeah.
It may not be 5-star, but it's pretty good.
He's a heck of a catcher, too, in baseball.
Yes, exactly. And so I think his moxie, man, and his confidence is what just shows up. And he's a winner. Like, you know, people try to doubt him, and he shows you every single week what he's capable of. And I think that's what he did a great job of Friday night. You want to doubt, can he throw with pressure in his face? Can he throw in a tall, long outside linebacker coming off the edge? He threw a touchdown pass to Stamos when he got drilled, when a guy, they blitzed 6. We only had 5 in protection. He stood in there, made the throw, hopped back up, and celebrated with his teammates. But, I mean, he played phenomenal.
Yeah.
Never once put the ball in harm's way, which is all you can ask a quarterback. And again, it goes to those power axioms where we talk about, you know, no fumbles or interceptions. Talk about protecting the ball, protect the quarterback. And Parks, again, did a great job. And that's why I tell everybody, he's one of our unquestioned leaders.
Yeah.
He's a guy that all of our kids believe in. And that's why you see them feel like we're in every game. You know, and he did what he's supposed to do. You know, if Elias is open, throwing the ball. If Sean Green's open, throwing the ball. If Stamos is open, throw him the ball. If it's the running back, give it to him. He just does a great job of not forcing.
Sure.
Listen to the things that Coach Alford tells him to do. And again, you know, he was 12 of 19. We still ran the ball 33 times. And that's why I told everybody, don't go look at Coach Alford's stats from Lake Mineola. Don't look at, you know, you see three or four wide receivers out there, we still ran the ball 33 times. And that's what honestly won us a football game, is leaning on the senior offensive linemen and then leaning on Hardy and Drew Daly to kind of to grind it out for us.
Absolutely. We, you know, we made the comment up there watching the game that Parks looked a little bit like the eye of a hurricane. Everybody was kind of around him. And there were times when things weren't great, and, you know, they're kind of hanging their heads. And he's standing there clapping his hands. You know what I mean? It just that's an amazing thing. You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you just mentioned a little bit about the offensive line. You know, one of Camden's strengths is the you know, the experience is the word I'm looking for. They're all seniors, and there's big boys down there. How do you feel like they played? 121 rush yards in this game, I think, is what we have.
So, you know, anytime you go over 100 yards, that means you're running the ball well. And I think Zach Tazio and Anthony Green is our and then the biggest one, right, because you talk about program kids. And I go to this all the time. So I say people in this transfer society, they build – everybody builds their rosters differently. David Turner is a kid that we switched from defensive end to right tackle, and he stepped in immensely to be that fourth senior. And those four guys are carrying; they carried us. You know what I mean? And so for those four seniors, because seniors want to play, seniors want to win, they just want to be great for their senior year. And the four of those guys have been phenomenal for us. Obviously, Zach, Taz, and AD are all, you know, returning starters, but the four of them together, you know, create a great unit for us, and they did a phenomenal job. I don't even know. I don't think he got sacked.
I don't think he got sacked.
So, you know, obviously their protection of him, they take it personal. You know, again, like I said, when you when you believe in a guy, you're going to protect him with everything you got. And so those guys did a great job up front. You know, even Trent, our center, you know, who's only a junior. But the, all five of those guys, I thought, played a really good game. And again, when we can grind it out late, you know, one of my things I think everybody talks about, they can see me on the sideline in the third quarter kind of being like, slow down. Let us catch our breath. I think it's good that we can lean on those guys and slow down, you know, and kind of mess up some of our rhythm throwing the ball. But you know, those guys did a great job of paving the way.
A little bit about the center. You know, I'm calling the game on the radio, and I'm so used to saying, you know, Riando under center. And then we're kept having to say, holy cow, he's not under center. But, I mean, you got a new center, and his snaps were flawless. At least from what we saw. Just the pressure of that. You got a big old guy in your face, and you got to get that ball.
You wouldn't know.
Can't be understated.
Probably just short of a week ago, he was having a lot of trouble. But Coach Brown and Coach Griff, they did a great. They've done a great job in making sure he gets the reps in pre-practice, even getting some post-practice. But he did a phenomenal job Friday night in making sure. Because I always tell him, man, at center, it's snap first, right? Snap first, then you worry about getting the block. Because we don't have a play if there's no snap.
That's right.
You can block that guy all you want to. If the snap's left, right, up, down, and it's bad, we don't have a play. So snap first, and I think Trent did a good job of making sure that, you know, he had some really good snaps. But again, that's the focus of those kids up front. You know, offensive line is hard, one of the hardest positions to play, and people don't realize it.
We'll be right back to Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids. Your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment's brought to you by Live Oak Fiber and the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Looking forward to Friday, Coach. What will it take to be 2-0? Like how this team that's coming in,
South Lake,
does not want to know a whole lot about East Lake High School.
Um, you know, we're going to have to match
South Lake's in Texas.
Yeah. Well, there's a South Lake. I keep saying South Lake. There's a South Lake in Florida, too. Mm-hmm. But South Lake's in Orlando. East Lake is coming to us is Tarpon Springs. But no, we have to match intensity. The hardest and scariest part about winning a rivalry game and having a game the very next week is that you worry about focus, you worry about intensity, you worry about the guys kind of having a hangover of celebration, because especially when you haven't won it in 2 years. And so the biggest thing for us right now, for me, has been making sure that our energy is right, making sure that we're not just showing up and thinking, oh, we beat Brunswick, right? Now we're good to go. No, you got a team that's coming in here. They're driving a long ways. You know, they're obviously.
Where is East Lake High School?
It's basically Tampa.
Okay, wow.
They're over in Tampa. They're coming. I looked at them yesterday. I think it's a 4-hour drive.
Goodness.
They're going to have. They're a team that's 2 years ago. Yes, they were in a state 2 or 3 years ago. They were in a state semifinal. You know, they've always had talent. The head coach that has over 100 wins, I think he's like 120, 150 maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been there for a long time. Like I told, when I was a DC at Maryland, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, they had some really good runs of talent where they had guys going to Ohio State, Florida State, Clemson. So it's a good program. I think that the school choice legislation that Florida has hurt them, because obviously when a kid can choose where he wants to go, they can transfer out. They lost their starting quarterback that would have been their starter this year. He transferred to another school in their area. So, you know, the transfer portal down there, that stuff can kill you in Florida.
Yeah,
and
tough.
So, you know, they lost their quarterback, what's going to be funny is here we are now as a gun team. They're going to come in with two tight ends,
right?
A fullback, and under center. So,
it's
funny how that's kind of worked out. So we're going to have to match physicality. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to, you know, make sure we're comfortable playing that style of football, because like I was always saying, you know, in the show on Friday night, when we grinded that game out, that, you know, we looked good grinding it out, you know, running in between the tackles and calling run plays. So we got to make sure we're ready to go and not go out there and have a hangover. That's why I'm glad it is the first home game, because I'm sure our crowd is going to come and give us the energy that
juice.
If we're lacking it, the crowd will be able to. Because I got to do a good job of having a good pregame speech.
Yeah.
You know, I had a really good one for Brunswick. I was ready. You know, now I got to, you know, come in and kind of reproduce that.
Sure.
So I can help fire the kids up too.
I heard you mentioning as I came in today about hearing the cowbells in Brunswick.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear them on Friday in this stadium. It's
I'm
crazy.
Excited. As my wife has been talking about, we're not fully Camden until we get to coach our first home game, because we've seen and heard so much about the atmosphere.
Can't wait. Coach, Chastain and I have the privilege of picking the player of the week. You know, man, you had so many great standouts, but it was kind of hard not to pick Elias this time.
Oh, okay.
7 receptions, 88 yards, 3 touchdowns. Everybody talks a lot about his play, and we see that. What about Elias as a young man and as a leader? Like that, he's kind of, at least from our perspective, he's a little bit more of a quiet guy.
Yeah, fair.
And you know, so what do we not see about him that's impressive?
I'll tell everybody to go to YouTube and watch the highlights of the game, or even watch the YouTube game, the actual broadcast itself. And when Jonathan Stamos scores that touchdown.
Dude, that was awesome.
If you could see the effort Elias makes to stay in front of his guy, sticks his arms out to make sure Stamos doesn't get tackled, and then you see the smile that Elias has from excitement and happiness that his teammate, who's, you know, getting his first shot to play a receiver, scores. I mean, all 32 teeth you see that kid show. And that just goes to show that, like, he looks like a 5-star, but if somebody didn't tell you, you wouldn't know it in the way that he acts, the way that he behaves, because he's just one of the guys. And I think that's the biggest part, the biggest and best part about him, is that he loves his teammates. He loves to see them be successful. He loves to see them get theirs. And that was just, it meant a lot to me, because a lot of times in today's society, you don't get that from kids.
Yeah, they
don't
get entitlement and all that kind of stuff.
They get the entitlement. And I've been, you know, he's a 4th 5-star kid. I've been blessed to coach. And thank God all of them have had personalities like this. And that's the thing about him, is that you don't have to ask him to be a leader. He'll do it. He goes out and does it on his own. And he's just always happy for his teammates and their success. He's not a me kid at all. He's all about we and about the team.
That's awesome. Speaking of that play with Stamos, he showed some sneaky speed on that, didn't he?
Stamos can
run.
Yeah, that was fun for us to watch him do that.
That's
why I said, again, I talk about our team, you know, with how we look. And Elias being the name and the big-time recruit, other guys are going to get opportunities in our passing game. Our running game is going to get opportunities because people are going to do their best to take him away. You can't just play regular defense. You can't just say, okay, normally we play one-on-one with this receiver. That's not a normal child out there. That's a pro.
Yeah.
That's out there
just
right
hasn't
now.
Got there yet.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a pro out there. And so, you know, it's going to open up opportunities for everybody else.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of Parks. If what you give him says throw the ball here, he gives that person that is there the opportunity. And so that's where, you know, where we're excited about just how things are going and all the things that Coach Alford is going to be able to do with our offense moving forward.
Yeah, it's cool for a guy like Jonathan Stamos, who's been, you know, kind of a special teams guy. And he was in a couple of packages last year, and then to see him get this chance this year, it's been really fun.
It's the program kids.
See
it's the program kids you talk about.
Absolutely.
Kids that stuck it out.
So are you feeling like the kids are buying into everything now?
Yeah, you know, I definitely feel that way.
They really look comfortable. I don't mean to interrupt you. They really look comfortable in the sense that, you know, you don't see communication issues and things that you think you might see from kids that have been played one way for so long and now they're looking a little different.
Yeah. I always say, if you go back and look at my social media, and I even told the committee this in my interview for the job, I said, if you go look at this thing that I talk about, the coaches on my staff, what we talk about, relationships matter is a huge one for us. And I knew, we knew, especially the guys that came in with me that kind of understood my vision before even getting here, they know how we have to establish relationships before anything. You can coach a kid X's and O's, but if you don't think you care, he's not going to give you what he's got. And I think that's been the best part. We've established great relationships after the game. You know, again, I couldn't tell you how many kids gave me stinky little hugs to say thank you. And because of the relationships, because, you know, I feel that we've established, you know, our family culture, our forget about me, I love you culture that we want to have. And so I definitely feel that way, that the kids believe in us. And I think going down 14-3, and nobody's throwing helmets, nobody's out there doing their own thing, I think that's what shows their belief in us by coming out. Even if we wouldn't have won, the fact that we came back in the game to take the lead or just fought back, that shows the belief in their coaches and the belief in the relationships their coaches are developing with them. So I definitely feel like we've got them, you know, in a great spot where the relationship is both one of give and take, where they give us some, we take some, they take some, we give them some. And I think that's the biggest part. And I they'll tell you, I've pulled some of them to the side in just random times and asked them, how am I doing? And I want them to be honest, because if I need to change something, I need to know. I don't want you to go around and just do it because I say do it, or just be here and just operating and checking boxes. No, if there's something that we need to fix or we need to have a conversation about, it's okay. Come approach me the right way. We'll have a conversation about it. But, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, we're establishing the culture that we want of being for Camden and then being a family.
Awesome. This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, the last couple things. How's the family doing? Everybody settling into new schools and all that kind of stuff?
Everybody's settling in. You know, I told my wife last night, I said, well, I can tell why we're tired now. I said, football season's officially begun. It's work. It's school. You know, both of us in the school system. I said,
school.
The kids are at school. It's go to practice. I get done with practice. It's time to go to the Pop Warner field and watch them cheer and do Pop Warner. Then as soon as you get done with that, it's like, if they haven't done homework, it's homework, bath time, dinner. Go to sleep, repeat. You know, so it's rolling. Everybody's kind of getting into the normal routine.
It was great to see your son. I don't know if he did it this last Friday. We definitely saw him at Benedictine.
Oh, he did it again.
In the white helmet standing out. I was like, look at him.
Oh,
That's awesome.
Oh, yes. He definitely thinks it's game time for him. His favorite part is the, as he used to call it, good game. Now he knows it's the handshake line. But, yeah, he was there. He was actually the first one to wet me up. I forgot. I told him once we won, he could throw some water on me. And he definitely got me by
surprise.
He didn't
forget about that, huh?
Ooh. He soaked me with the water bottle, and then
Coach,
and thought it was hilarious. But no, it's we're definitely ingrained in the community right now. You know, we've been doing our visits at churches and everything, so
of course,
it's been awesome for us to get here and feel the love. Like I said, I'm beyond excited. I don't normally lose sleep about games, and it's not about X's and O's. I'll lose sleep this Thursday night just in excitement of wanting to see the bleachers be filled full, wanting to see people tailgating, because, you know, that's something that only happened at Mainland when it was a playoff game or a big game versus, you know, a good big out of region opponent. But here it's a normal thing, so I'm excited about it.
And my wife's got all her Publix orders in already. Yep. She it's a season long thing for
them
to sit out in the parking lot.
I'm gonna get some as we walk over from the
Yeah, you come on by, they'll be happy to have you. Coach, thank you so much for giving me a couple minutes this morning. I appreciate it more than you know. I have grown to enjoy this time I get to talk with you. You're an impressive guy. I'm so happy what you're doing with these kids. I wish you luck and good health and a victory on Friday. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.